Today we're going to analyze and explain the third question that the Chachmei Yavon, the sages of Athens, asked of Yeshua ben Chananya. And what was his answer? They turned to him and they told him, "Tell us something foolish." That was what the Gemara says they asked. To which he told them a story. He said there was a certain mule that gave birth, and there was a note hanging on the neck of the baby mule, and it said on the note that it's owed 1,000, there's two different gersois, 100,000 or 1,000. We're going to go with the gersa of 1,000 dinarim by his father's household. To which they said, "Hey, that doesn't make any sense. Mules can't give birth." To which he responded, "Didn't you ask me for something that doesn't make sense? And now, does any of this make sense?" What did they ask? What did he answer? What's going on? This is the great debate, and they're asking for something that doesn't make sense? They're asking for a foolish story? There obviously is something deeper over here. So the following biur I'm going to give you today, this is based on the works of the Gra, the Vilner Gaon, and this is how he explains this shtickel of the Gemara. He says, in order to understand what's going on over here, you have to be familiar with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us of a minig of the Goyim in Rome. Once in 70 years, the Goyim in Rome would do the following thing. They would take a person who was walking fine, and they would put him on the shoulders of somebody that was walking with a limp. Now you have to understand, what was this representing? The Romans come from Esav. Esav is walking stark. Yaakov was a limp because of the malach of Esav moved the gidanosh, hurt his foot. So Yaakov was a chiger, he was a shtickle limping. So they wanted to show that Esav can conquer Yaakov. The person on top is walking straight, and he's walking on top of somebody that was limping. And they would give the person the begodim of Adam Arishin, which we know that Esav had these special clothes. And we also know that the king of Rome, Asura Haruge Malchias, they skinned the face of the body of Rabbi Shmuel because the daughter of the king didn't want him to kill him because she said he's so beautiful. So she said, "No problem, we'll just skin him, we'll keep his skin." So they would have the skin. He was a very beautiful person, Rabbi Shmuel. And they would put the skin of Rabbi Shmuel on top. The person would dress in the skin of Rabbi Shmuel. It was very gross, but this was the way they were degrading the Yidden, and they were saying that the Goyim are in charge of the Yidden. Then they would hang gold on his neck, which weighed 200 dinars, and they would cover the marketplace, and they would announce that the calculation of the master, Yaakov, for the time of Geula is fake. And the brother of our master, which is the brother of Esav, which is Yaakov, he is a forger. And then they would say like this, "Watch this now, because chances are you're not going to see this again, because it only happens once in 70 years. So probably, if you're 20, when you're seeing it, you probably won't see it again in your life." And they would laugh at the Yidden. And then they would also say that maybe one day Yaakov will come up again, but right now Esav is on top. This is what the Gemara says. This is what the minig was. So according to the Gra, the Chachmei Yavon were asking the following question. Tell me something fake means tell me what's wrong with this minig. In other words, right now we see that the Yidden are in Golos. It doesn't seem like they're getting out of it. So it looks like what we're doing is correct. At the end of the day, Esav is on top of Yaakov. So what they were asking is, tell us something. Show us what we're doing is wrong. Prove to us that the Yidden are going to end up with Geula. Because right now it looks like the Goyim are always going to be on top of the Yidden. So Yaakov Avinu is on bottom. Esav is on top. So Rabbi Yeshua responded with the story of a mule. Now, a mule doesn't give birth. There's a very interesting medrash. The medrash tells us in Shir HaShirim that the Eibishter gave Avram Avinu a choice. What was his choice? Either Yidden will end up in Gehenna if they do Averis, or they're going to end up in Golos. So yeah, they have to pick which one. Are Yidden, you want your kids to be in Golos? Or do you want your kids to go to Gehenna? Which means permanently. To which he responded, he'd rather Yidden go into Golos. This way, Yid, even if he does an Averis, Chas v'Shalom, he ends up in Gehenna, it's only temporary. A Yid's place will always be in Gan Eden, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo Ilam Haba. So that's one thing you have to know. You also have to know a interesting Gemara. There's a pasuk which we had recently in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Rani akara lo yelodo." The barren woman, she should be very happy. She doesn't have children, and the Gemara is trying to figure out why should she be happy if she doesn't have any kids. Usually, a woman that doesn't have children should not be happy. And the Gemara brings a whole discussion that a certain Apikoides asked this question of Bruria. Bruria was the wife of Reb Meir. And to which he said, you don't understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk means, Yidden are compared to Akara. Why? Because they don't have any children that end up in Gehenna. Because of what Avram Avinu did, Lo Yalodo, there's no Yidden that will end up in Gehenna. We only end up in Golos. We don't end up in Gehenna. Look in the Lashon of the Gemara. Rani Knesses Yisrael Shadoim Elisha Akara. Let the Yidden, which are compared to a Isha Akara, let them be rejoicing. Shloyol Debonim LeGehenna. Because none of their kids are going to end up in Gehenna. Like the Goyim end up in Gehenna. So far we know two facts, and that is that we are like a akara, and that's what he said, a story of a mule that had a baby. What does it mean, a mule that had a baby? That ain't a chanami, Yidden are in Golos, but the Eibishter promised us that this is only from Avram Avinu, but this is not our end. We are actually going to have Geula, we're going to have a baby, ain't a chanami. We are like Akara. We are like a mule that doesn't give children. But this mule will give children. And in what schus are we going to have it? So he told them a story of a mule that had a thing around his neck that said that our father owes us $1,000, right? What does that mean? So there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Ches, Sukkim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And the Shlomo HaMelech is saying over there a story about a vineyard. A vineyard that's worth 1,200 zuz. He says, the Shomer, the one that watches it, gets 200, and 1,000 belong to the Eibishter, to the owner of the vineyard. And the Mefarshim explain that what's he saying? That during Golos, the Goyim are the ones guarding the vineyard. We are the Eibishter's vines, and we belong to him. But the Goyim only have reshus, so to speak, to hurt Yidden and destroy Yidden up to a sixth, 20%. Oh no, really less than 20%, but like 1/6, 200 out of 1,200. But 1,000 have to belong to the Eibishter, 1,000 are the ones that the Eibishter has to take care of. So according to this, the story goes like this. The mule is born, and what schus do we have? Because we owe, the father owes us 1,000. Because the only reason why we went into Golos was because Avram Avinu made a deal with the Eibishter. Because without the deal with Avram Avinu, we wouldn't be in Golos. So it comes out that our father, Avram Avinu, has to take us out of Golos. And we're also promised that 1,000 out of 1,200 will get out of Golos. That the Goyim can only control 200 of the Yidden out of every 1,200. But 1,000 have to get out. In other words, Sai the Eibishter promises that Yidden are going to go out of Golos. And Sai Avram Avinu owes it to us because he put us in Golos. So this is what he was answering them, that while it looks temporarily that Esav is on top of Yaakov, but one day this mule is going to give birth and Yidden are going to have a Geula. And in what schus? In the schus of Avram Avinu's deal with the Eibishter, and the schus of the promise that the Eibishter made with Bnei Yisrael. So they got very upset. And they said that mules don't give birth. They said, we don't see that Yidden are going to have the Geula. It's really, because you're going to be in Golos for a long, long time. You know, since it's been a long time since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Everyone understood that it's going to be a long Geula. To which he responded, no, it's time. But the Zok Shtusim, you're saying something wrong, because Ein Achanami, right now it's Goyim are in charge, but he's promising, because the Eibishter promised us through our Nevi'im, and that there is going to be a day that the mule, the Akara, is going to give birth, because Yidden laid us compared to Mashiach. Right now we're like in the womb, and when Mashiach comes, it's compared to the birth, and the Mirtz Hashem, very, very soon, we're going to have the full Leida, the full birth of Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, going to be taken out of Golos. And this is a promise that the Eibishter has given us through our Nevi'im in the Schus of Avram Avinu.